Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 4 for Wednesday, August 5th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished lower in light volume trading as losses in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil weighed on values. Canola prices were anywhere from $1 to $3.50 lower. The most active November contract was down $3.40 at $502.60 per ton. The Canadian dollar was slightly higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola slightly less attractive to out-of-country buyers. Prices found some support at the technically important $500 per ton mark. Improvements in the Canadian canola crop also weighed on values, while farmer selling was expected to increase going forward. However, gains in U.S. soybeans and European rapeseed futures helped to limit the losses. Traders were positioning themselves ahead of the release of next week's USDA Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report. There are still deep concerns about the lateness of the crop. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were stronger with the most active November contract up 11 cents at $9.53 a bushel. A report released by Informa Economics pegged the 2015-16 canola crop at a level that was below last year's. The company predicts U.S. soybean production will reach 3.8 billion bushels on yields of 45.4 bushels an acre. That is 180 million bushels below last year. Traders have begun to position themselves heading into next week's USDA report. Forecasts calling for dry weather in the U.S. Midwest also serve to boost prices. Corn was 4 cents stronger with the most active December contract in Chicago at $3.83 a bushel. Informa predicts U.S. corn production will reach 13.4 billion bushels, which is about the same amount as last year. The weather outlook for the U.S. corn belt is also dry, which is expected to place stress on the crop. Some traders went bargain hunting in the early going of the session after prices hit a 6-week low earlier this week. And U.S. wheat futures were 6 to 9 cents stronger, with the most active September contract checking in at $5.02 a bushel. Informa Economics report called for this week's wheat crop to be slightly larger than last year's. Prices jumped on ideas that U.S. wheat is now cheap enough to compete with supplies from the Black Sea. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, August 5th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.